The Northeastern Chinese Basketball League started in Philadelphia in 2007 with 6 teams and has since grown to include 10 regions nationwide and more than 100 teams from top schools around the country. In late October, UConn's team, part of the Chinese Students and Scholars Association, won the Atlantic North Region Championship after an undefeated run, beating Northeastern, Boston College, Bentley, and UMass Boston to get to the final game.
It's a crazy experience because we've been there last year, but we didn't get a championship. We end up in third. So this year was our time for like payback, and we finally won a championship.
The championship game against BU was a nail-biter.
The tough game was in the semifinals where we played against Boston University. It was a tough game. We were down by 12 points, even though in the last 5 minutes. And in the last 2 minutes, we're still down by around 6 points. But because of team effort and defense, we catch up and then turn the score around and we won the game. And finals is just, we just go with it.
Daniel Wong, a junior, said he fell at the end of the game and watched the last few minutes from the bench.
I saw everything on the bench. That was crazy. I even, like, the 2 minutes before the game ends, I saw we will lose the game, but finally we win. So I just, oh my God, I don't know how to say that. It just kind of like my mind is lost.
For a group who loves basketball so much, winning is the icing on the cake. The members say they're happy just to play the sport in the U.S., which they view as the best country for basketball.
Actually, like when we come to America, you know, America is kind of like the highest level basketball nation around the world. So we are like expected to have any chances to play basketball in this nation. Like, I don't care what kind of like the ways we can play. We just want to play and touch the ball every day. So that's our way to like to find out what we love.
They love the sport, but with a heavy focus on schoolwork in their home countries, they didn't get to play as much as they would have liked growing up. Did you all grow up playing basketball?
Actually, for Chinese students in China, it's not actually not. Since we have a lot of the heavy schoolwork when we are a child in our childhood, so we cannot like concentrate everything on the basketball. We have to like only take 2 hours per day, even per week, to like pay attention on basketball. But we still, since we love it, yeah, we love it.
Basketball was a draw for them in choosing to come to America. Daniel Wong was waitlisted at UConn and was about to go to Syracuse when a friend told him about the CSSA basketball team at UConn.
The funny thing is that the first time the UConn actually gave me a waitlist for my offer.
Really?
So I waited on over like 2 months to get the final one. And actually, I decided to go to Syracuse University. I even buy the ticket. Like, I hang on everything. And then one of my friends from UConn, which is bigger than me and is from the same home country, they told me that we have a team in UConn and we play the games so professional. It attracts me a lot. It's even though basketball for UConn, like the school team, is better than the Syracuse. That I know it. So at the second day, just the second day that this person find me and talk to me, and the second day, UConn gave me an offer. It's even the craziest I get a champion here.
Daniel said he's not only been to several UConn basketball games, he even tried out for the Huskies.
It's a shame that they didn't want me.
Ethan Lee went to high school in Boston.
And I actually have done like campus visit during my high school year. And I just find here to be a like really beautiful place, first of all. Like, and I just love here. Like, I love everything here. I love New England. I love the atmosphere here. The fall was beautiful.
JC had his sights on professional basketball before he was sidelined by an injury.
For me, it's actually a long process coming to UConn. So at first, my plan was going to Europe, Barcelona, and go to the basketball academy.
Wow.
And study there and train there. Because I've been train like for a long time to get ready to play for the pros in Spain and back in my country. However, during that time, I had a ligament tear on my right ankle, which I had to held back all my things. So I plan to come to US, study, and take a look at the basketball world where all the top best players are, learn from them, and then for my second year, I probably would go to back to Spain and go back to where I should be. However, once I've been here, I start loving UConn. I love the atmosphere, the environment, like the people here are just really nice. They're very helpful. And because of everyone that I know, I choose to stay here.
Ethan, Jay, and Daniel say their basketball team helped them adjust to life at UConn.
It's definitely helpful. And we treat each other like family members. The whole team is a family. We got not only players, but the managers, and the CSSA, the Chinese Students Association, we all like family. We work together and we play together. Mm-hmm. So that experience really helped us like enhance our relationship and help us integrate more into the UConn community.
Daniel said when he first joined the team, he wasn't very involved on campus.
Some members in the team have the car. They will drive me to like some restaurant, the Chinese restaurant, since we miss the food so much. Yeah, to the around the campus. So it's kind of like we're brothers in a family. Especially for the rookies, the new guys come to the team since they don't know much thing about the UConn. So we are kind of the parents in the family.
Big brothers.
Big brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really actually nice. Amazing joining the team because I've been in the same place as they were. When I came to the team, I have no idea. Like, I thought UConn was a very ghosted place because I came during the summer and there was no one around. So, but because of them, they took me around, learned things, they take care of me. So I'm the one that's taking care of the new guys that come in. So it's not just playing basketball, being on a team. We go out to eat together. We help them to like prepare to study for exams. We take them to workouts every single day. Mm-hmm. So we spend time with each other, telling them what do you have to prepare for during this time and what do you have to do so they are more comfortable with what like where they are right now in UConn.
The camaraderie is great, but the game is what it's really all about. The team is serious, and even past members have to make it through tryouts to play each year.
Even though we're all members, we still have to go through a tryout, so we can't say like we're in for sure. So everyone has to try improving and work hard to make sure that you own a team. It's really competitive. We have to like recruit people from, because not a lot of internationals come to UConn because it's a very small place here, yeah, considered to other places in the States. So we have to like use social media called WeChat, which most of the Chinese students use. We get to them through the Chinese Association, CSSA, ask them to like share our information about the tryouts, and that's how they know about us. They come to tryouts, and everyone go to tryout process, and our coach help us to choose which players are the best for the team.
The team has worked hard in recent years to accomplish its goals and has its sights on continuing their winning streak in the national championships.
In order to prepare for that, we
got training every week.
We joined the intramurals in school where it's high levels, like in the A-League. So we put our players in there, train and play so they can see how the difference is playing with people in UConn and outside with international students and how do you like adapt to different situations.
In April, the team will head to New York City for the league's version of March Madness, facing off against top finishers from other regions. The single elimination tournament takes place over 3 days. UConn's team has just missed the Final Four in the past few years. The team holds tryouts every year, and you can follow them on Instagram at UConn CSSA Basketball.